USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump held an opioid bill signing as the FBI continues to investigate suspicious packages that were sent to Hillary Clinton, former President Barack Obama, and CNN headquarters in New York. President Trump had an update on the situation.
As we speak, the packages are being inspected by top explosive experts. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation and bring those responsible for these despicable acts to justice. We will spare no resources or expense in this effort. And I just want to tell you that in these times, we have to unify. We have to come together and send one very clear, strong, unmistakable message that acts or threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the United States of America.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
NBC News host Megyn Kelly is apologizing for what she said about blackface, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Megyn Kelly made the comments in a Tuesday segment of Megyn Kelly Today, and they immediately drew widespread criticism on social media. Here's a portion of them.
What is racist? Because so truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface for Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Okay, back when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
The network later releasing an email written by Kelly, who says in it that she now realizes, quote, that such behavior is indeed wrong and that she's sorry.
Hurricane Wilma was downgraded to a tropical storm. Now it is continuing to move across Mexico and will head up through Texas and the East Coast, eventually turning into a nor'easter this weekend and bringing rain and possibly even snow to parts of the Northeast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
One of the big issues in the 2018 midterm elections is pre-existing conditions. In pretty much every state, Democrats are running ads that say Republicans voted against covering pre-existing conditions. But is that the real story? I had a chance to chat with Hadley Heath Manning. She's the director of policy for the Independent Women's Forum, and the first question I asked her was if these ads are being truthful.
Well, it's not, and that's one of the biggest misperceptions about the repeal and replace efforts in 2017. You know, the GOP made a lot of efforts to try to include those protections for people with pre-existing conditions, namely the Affordable Care Act, made it impossible for insurance companies to deny coverage or charge higher premiums on the basis of pre-existing conditions, and a lot of those protections were going to remain in the law. So the GOP was actually being pretty soft in terms of their, you know, actual repeal of that portion. And if you look at the polling, 7 in 10 Americans think it's very important to keep those protections. So I think the political pressure is going to remain on the GOP to keep those protections in place. But I hope that the GOP will revisit the issue and really lead on it rather than simply, you know, embracing the framework that the ACA would leave in place. There are better ways to protect people with pre-existing conditions. The number of people with pre-existing conditions that actually face barriers to coverage was a lot smaller than, you know, what the Obama administration had been saying. So there's simply a better solution to this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.